Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you, it'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it, in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
Dog is man's best friend, and while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. The risk for showers and thunderstorms will continue tonight, and some of the storms could be on the strong side, with damaging wind gusts still a possibility. Overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 62. Tomorrow, another very warm day, up to about 79, partly sunny, with more scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, but back to dry weather on Wednesday. Sunshine high up to about 84. Our weather app will keep you on top of the storms. Get it on your phone or tablet if you don't already have it. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bernie Sanders tries to learn social media.
I would like to learn socialist media, like face in a book. There is also crack chat. I want to be able to put my photos on Mr. Graham. Look, I wrote some things down. L-O-L-O-M-G-R-O-F-L. WTF. 10 million Americans have access to socialist media. And additionally, I would like to send out a couple of sentences on how a bird landed on my podium. Yes, I will tweet that.
This has been Bernie Sanders trying to learn social media.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Socialist media will be the death of us all.
What?
Well, I may have overstated that somewhat.
Show us ball.
That's what we do between 3 and 6. Have a good look. I'm Greg. He's joined.
And here they are.
Jeffrey,
please clap.
Where to start today? I was out with Mrs. Brunnerbuttle. She worked Saturday in show. We decided to go out and just have a nice, quiet, don't want to use the word cheap, but economically efficient dinner.
Good. Yeah, I've been doing that too.
During the game, Saturday night, and I'm following it on my phone. And I did my best to help the team because when they would fall behind, I'd stop looking. Then I'd come back and they'd be ahead. So we're sitting there at the table, and it's 62-60 with 2 seconds left. And I'm thinking, man, this is fantastic. They're going to make the championship game, because what the hell can a team do with 2 seconds left? Maybe. They almost have to shoot a three, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm watching the phone, and I'm refreshing the phone because this timeout that Virginia took is just going on and on. And I mean, a timeout should be like 30 seconds max. Refresh, 63-62. And I made a sound. I really don't care to replicate it on the air. And by the way, it was like almost like a football Saturday on a big game day, because Taylor Road was wide open and
everybody was very little
traffic, and I think there were maybe 5 tables in a restaurant that has room for a couple hundred. So it was quiet. So when I made this sound, everybody kind of looked, thought maybe I was having distress of some sort. Sort of a beached whale noise. I don't know. That just, I was convinced they were going to make it. They were going to bring it home for Beauregard.
Yeah, I was too.
And then did you see the headline on the New York Post?
Oh, they got it right.
Yeah, I mean, and the New York media, I watched Christopher Mad Dog Russo today. They suck. He was so put off by the way that was handled, by the way that was officiated. He didn't even talk about it.
Yeah, I noticed the double dribble. It was like, whatever, when it happened. And then I'm like, don't foul the shooter. Don't.
Look at Jamie Nolan posted, fat bastard going boo-hoo. I guess she must be an Alabama fan.
I suppose so.
He's not particularly upset about
it. You know, Alabama fans are known for the grace they display when they win. Yeah, they don't ever get boastful.
It's just not a very FM thing to do.
No, humility is the Alabama fan
way. You know that I'm an Alabama guy, because of my long friendship with Bob Baumhauer, which I believe is now like 35 years plus.
Right, you're not some Fairweather fan or anything.
But I never hate on Auburn. I never root against them.
Right.
And it's not just because most of my doctors came from Auburn and they could kill me if they wanted to. Darren Woodling, Dennis Woodling, my Nobel laureate physicians. But I was really into this, and I'm not even a basketball fan, but I thought, this is such a great story. This is good for radio if they win this game, and tonight they're playing for the championship. And they should be, in my opinion, but...
Wasn't meant to be.
No.
Well, and wrestling made the news, but in a way they didn't want it.
I'm ready for you.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but, some guy...
I watched the Auburn game, and I flipped over to the Hall of Fame ceremony.
7.5 hours of wrestling
on Sunday for WrestleMania. Yeah.
7.5 hours.
Well, the kickoff show started at 4, and they had a lot of commentary, and then there was the cruiserweight championship match, then a lot more commentary, and then the women's Royal Rumble,
or
Battle Royale.
Becky Lynch.
No, she won the main event, yeah.
Yeah. Over Ronda Roundface Rousey.
And the Queen, Charlotte Flair. It was a triple threat match.
Well, what does that mean?
Like all three of them are fighting each other.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they could make this the most popular sport in America if they would just do the women's division naked. Why don't they just
do that? They tried that for a little while, and the censors and sponsors didn't like it. They used to have
Who gives a damn what the sponsors like? How about the public? Give the public what they want.
You're corrupting the youth of the nation.
There would have been 100 million pay-per-views if they had done it that way.
I mean, there are old clips from the early 2000s where Vince made Trish Stratus, who he was having an open affair with because his wife, Linda, was in a comatose state. So I'm going to hang out with Trish, and to show that you can do, you're willing to do anything for me, Trish, I want you to strip down to your bra and panties and walk her, you know, get on all fours and bark like a dog. Yeah.
They did this at a WrestleMania?
No, they did this on a Raw, Monday Night Raw in the early 2000s. And let's just say there are a lot of... parents whose kids watched it who weren't too happy.
Yeah, parents who couldn't get their kids out of the room fast enough so they could watch it.
Yeah. I mean, Vince got his in the end.
There's old fart Bernie at death's doorstep, still going with the socialism. Get into your sports car and go for a ride or go to one of your three houses.
Yeah, I was all disappointed from the Auburn game, watched it live. And like, okay, so we flipped over to the WWE Hall of Fame, and at that point, Bret Hart. Bret the Hitman Hart is speaking, and it's a very, for folks who don't know, it was a very poignant moment because the inducted was the Hart Foundation, and his partner, brother-in-law, also, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, just died last year. So it was accepting being put in the Hall of Fame as a tag team, but also really a tribute to his good brother-in-law, his friend, his tag team partner, Jim, and Jim's daughter, who's also a wrestler, Natalya, was up there with Bret.
Natalya?
Yeah.
Getting Natalya. Pictures?
Yeah, Natty's cute.
Natty's cute.
And so I'm watching it live, and Natty's got her arm kind of hooked in Bret's while he's doing the speech. And all of a sudden, you see a guy in like a Rastafarian hat run up, and you can see him for a split second. And on the live feed, WWE cut it. They just like cut it to black. But fans in the audience were filming on their phones.
Of course.
And so this guy who got in there did tackle Bret Hart, took him to the ground, ended up taking Natty because her arm was locked in his to the ground. And what the guy didn't really understand is it wasn't just wrestling fans, it was wrestlers who probably because they watched Bret Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart got into that business all in the front row. And it's an old rule in wrestling, you go into that ring and you're not supposed to, watch out, you're going to get beat up very quickly. And that's what the film from fans showed. I'm amazed.
A Rastafarian hat?
Yeah. I'm amazed that guy got out of there alive because there's some vicious punches they got thrown his way. Yeah, he liked to see a photo of him after the fact.
Yeah.
It was just so bizarre. But Bret Hart was a champ. He got back up on the mic and finished the speech.
It says here, the audience was full of wrestlers, so the moron was quickly at the bottom of a pile.
Yeah.
Eating legit strikes.
Oh, yeah. Like... I don't want to get in a fight with MMA fighters. I don't want to get in a fight with boxers. I don't want to get in a fight in professional with
Michael Che and Colin
Jost. Yeah, they were in the men's battle royal.
Doing what?
They were having it out with like Braun Strowman, and Strowman's like, "If you're so tough, get into the." So what they did is with the way a battle royal works, like all the competitors are in the ring at once. So there, it's like 20 guys. And as soon as the match started, they slid out of the ring and hid under the ring. And Braun Strowman does his thing where it's like only him left. And he's trying to get a competitor out, and Michael Che and Colin Jost come out from under the ring, see Braun's trying to struggle, and so they grab his leg. And, of course, he kicks their butt and wins the thing. It was a weird cross-promotional thing they did. It was actually pretty funny.
Have you seen the commercial with John Cena where he's in the store? I forget what the product is, which tells you the commercial is not effective because you're supposed to remember the product, not
right.
In the commercial.
Cena's in a lot of commercials.
And I don't know what it is he gets, but there's two women in the aisle, and they're both looking at him like, you know, I would just dump my husband in a second to be with you. What is that? What kind of crap is that, Joey?
Well, also at the Make-A-Wish.
I think he's kind of monkey-looking.
Well, at the Hall of Fame, they honored the woman who does the Make-A-Wish stuff for the WWE.
Yeah.
They've done the most wishes granted than any organization in the country.
That's great.
And John Cena is the one guy who has done the most wishes. Like, when she announced it, he was
embarrassed. It's almost like every time I say something, Joey's got a comeback.
Yeah. Like, maybe you should stop belittling a very popular form of entertainment.
Who's belittling it?
No, sure, right. Nobody. What's on the Smithsonian Channel?
I'm glad it satisfies everybody's homoerotic urges, that the women conflict satisfies that, whatever you call it, fetish.
Yeah.
It's good. No, it's good. A lot of people probably had awkward sex Saturday night after it was all over. Was it last night?
WrestleMania was last night.
Last night.
Yeah.
So, good.
Well, I fell asleep. I had no awkward sex or any sex to speak of.
But I did bring my notes in today so I could impress you. Just to bring it up.
The best match, in my opinion, was Kofi.
Let me ask you this. WrestleMania 35, does that mean they do this once a year?
Yes.
Why only once a year?
It's like their Super Bowl. And they have other pay-per-view big events.
Is there a way for you to Google and see how many people watch this?
I could check, and it was at MetLife Stadium, and they claim they set a record of 82,000 people in attendance.
Oh, I just got a text from Emily who says, Ariel John Cena is on Smithsonian tonight.
Let's see, how many
I applaud John Cena's efforts on Make-A-Wish, that's great.
Yeah.
I still think he looks like a monkey, he's got a jug head.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was Olympic, like, he did powerlifting, Olympic lifting.
Not that I should talk.
You sure is ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the story goes when he first walked in as a recruit, Vince McMahon's like, what the hell is that guy doing there? It's steroided up. We don't need that crap here. And they're like, he passed all his tests. It's not steroids. He's just a bodybuilder. It's not showing me how many people watched for this year. I don't know.
I got a text back, Emily, Ariel John Cena on Smithsonian Time. It's on after Ariel Katz. Do you have the Smithsonian Channel guy handy?
I can pull that up if you like.
There was a brand new Air Disasters last night.
Oh, really?
Looking forward to watching that.
That should be good.
Yeah.
At 7 p.m. tonight, the America's Hidden Story CIA cyber attack.
Yeah,
you've seen that.
I've got a DVR. I have not watched it yet.
Oh, at 8 p.m., America's Hidden Stories. The general was female?
Yes. Apparently, this is about a revolutionary.
Kazimir Pulaski.
Kazimir Pulaski
was an American Revolutionary War hero who helped save George Washington's life in the Battle of Brandywine. He was known as the father of the American cavalry. But new evidence suggests that the general may not have been male. Follow a team of anthropologists as they examine the bones at Pulaski's monument in Savannah and run state-of-the-art DNA tests in order to determine if the officer was female or if someone else was buried in the tomb.
It could have been our first trans hero.
Yeah.
Reason that's a big deal, Pulaski Road is the street that my high school was on.
Oh.
It's named for Casimir Pulaski.
Wow. That's interesting. You got to watch that tonight.
Now, Chicago,
at least DVR it.
Chicago, 50 years ago, I am DVRing. Chicago, 50 years ago, if it had come out that a Revolutionary War hero male was actually a woman, they probably would change the street name. Because that was then. Now, they'll probably put it in bigger letters, I would think. But that does sound interesting.
I had a number for WrestleMania 35 or 32.
Yeah.
So it was 1.82 million people watch it on their network.
Yeah.
That was, I suspect the number
was 1.82 million?
Yeah, I suspect the number was a little higher this year.
What about people that just bought it for last night?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. The information's proprietary. Like, they're the, it's not like the cable viewing wars. Like, it's their network that you have to sign up on in order to watch.
Hey, guess what we have today? We have another tape from the imbecile from New York. AOC, Paul Joseph Watson. You know it's going to be good. He's going to slice the ribbons.
Nice.
And I can't wait. So we got that coming up. Did you hear, or did we play that on Friday? She was doing her Hillary impersonation.
Yeah.
That'll probably be.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Yeah, it's the thing with Democrats. You put them in front of the right crowd, and all of a sudden they culturally appropriate whatever.
It's like Dr. Evil trying to impress us.
I thought AOC's comments were incredibly insulting. It's like there's no such thing as a black person that's not washing dishes or driving a bus. It's just amazing. And now they're out there ranting against capitalism. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's go Venezuela, baby. They're having a great time down there. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new CSpire Business. That's the letter C, Spire Business, the first full-stack managed solutions provider in the industry with over 500 top-notch service professionals, 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result for you, a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology. You can learn more about this incredible company at cspire.com, CSpire.com/business. CSpire is customer inspired. We will be back with our AOC clip here in about 90 seconds.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. And we're down here cooking up fresh seafood for you. We'll do it fried, steamed, or grilled. Got all kind of good eating, like those royal red shrimp deep in deep water in the Gulf. Got those Argentina shrimp, taste between a shrimp and a lobster. Got some oysters, Rockefeller. I know y'all going to get hungry over that steamer cooking over there. Some fried shrimp, oysters, scallops, all kind of good. And then that good, good stuff on the grill, amberjacks, ribeye steak, snapper, grouper. So, you know, it's going to be good food down here. And now we're going to talk about live entertainment because we're excited. Victor Wainwright and the Train are back in town. That's right. The B.B. King Entertainer of the Year. What a prestigious award. Well, Victor and his band have won it, and now they're going to be at the Capitol Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. You'll go down here. You can rent you a pontoon boat. We can fix you up. Campground will be opening soon. So a lot going on. Get down here soon. Come hungry because we're looking for you.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Countdown
to Game of Thrones. Only 6 days left to try to remember what happened last season, because it was 2 freaking years ago. Countdown to Game of Thrones.
Wow, six days.
So excited.
Why?
Because I've been watching it since it came out.
2 years. I remember when they announced that the final season wouldn't be until 2019. Yeah. Everybody was moaning.
They have to shoot winter scenes.
2 years.
They have to shoot winter scenes. They have to wait for the right weather. Seasonal cycle. And I'm already all caught up. We rewatched season 1 through 7 or so.
How many of those do you imagine you saw watching all those other seasons? If you had to estimate how many.
I mean, there's about
57.
Let's do this by numbers. There's 10 episodes in a season, except for the last one before the one upcoming. There were 7 in that one.
Yeah.
So let's see. So that's 67 episodes or so.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, at least 6.
Yeah. Different ones or 3 with 2?
Or, not the former.
Okay.
3 pairs an
Don't
episode.
They have clothes in this mystical place?
Yeah, but there are a lot of brothels.
Oh.
Yeah, like Littlefinger, Lord Baelish, was a brothel owner in King's Landing.
Didn't they knock him off? Wasn't he that little...
Shh. Yeah.
Hey, I'm not under any obligation to protect the trillion-dollar Game of Thrones thing.
It's called common courtesy, Greg.
If somebody wants to reveal the end of this show today, I'm not going to have a problem with that. Fine, go ahead. Have your moment.
Greg has a colonoscopy on air.
Hey, you never finished the Smithsonian schedule.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to pull that back up again. Excuse me. Where did we leave off?
We left off with, thank you very much, sir.
Okay, at, 9 p.m. tonight, Americans Underground, Secret of World War One. Secret City of World War
One. Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
An amazing discovery has been made beneath a farm field in northern France, a vast underground city where World War One soldiers on both sides of the conflict took refuge a century ago. Even more remarkable, it is one of hundreds of buried havens set up close to a 45-mile stretch of the Western Front. Follow American explorer and photographer Jeff Gutsky as he documents one of these long-forgotten shelters and witnesses attempts to connect the names of the American soldiers etched into the limestone walls to their living descendants. That's pretty cool.
It is. You know what else is cool? We've had a couple of donations dropped off, cash donations, for the Mary Nell. This is a GoFundMe that we've picked up on. This is a Wetumpka dad. I don't think I can... What this woman has been... And this helped me over the weekend, because obviously, you know, I had a lot of emotions over the weekend because we were... And ultimately, I said, I'm not going to let anybody take away that great moment when my daughter arrived to be walked down the aisle. Nobody's going to take that away. But still... I know what she's been through. She's handled it amazingly well. In fact, I'm going to read what she put on her Facebook page yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was from the heart, but it wasn't at all, in any way, shape, or form, filled with pity or poor me. And I was so proud of her for that. On the other hand, and she's got a good life, but she rescued another possum family.
That's awesome.
We're getting into the possum thing big time.
Yeah.
That's a caring, wonderful human being that does things like that. And Penelope, the first one, she's hilarious. That possum makes the funniest face I've ever seen. So last week, just as the weekend was approaching, we became aware of Mary Nell's situation and what she's been through. She's lost a leg. She has a litany of medical issues, and because of the treatments that have helped keep her alive, her teeth have gotten brittle, and they need to be replaced, and that's what this money is being raised for. So I'm going to add another $150.
Wow.
In cash to the GoFundMe page. If you want to make a direct donation, I just linked it on Facebook again. And you can drop off checks and stuff at the station. And I pay the... It's a 3.25% tip. I paid that. If you donate cash, I'll take care of that to get it on into the fund. So, oh, anonymous. And I wish I could do more. And maybe I can. I don't know. It'll be a while. But, I mean, this is why God needs to give me a winning lottery ticket so I can be more philanthropical.
Right.
I would do good things.
I'm sure you would.
I wouldn't waste it on WrestleMania subscriptions or anything like that.
Well, that would be chump change at that point.
It's 3:31.
You're not going to trigger me. Kofi Mania was awesome.
Kofi?
Kofi Kingston finally got his shot against the new Daniel Bryan, and he won. It was awesome. Probably my favorite match of the night.
Kofi?
Yeah, Kofi Kingston. He's been there for 11 years.
Is he any relation to Kofifi? I'm just asking. 3:32. When you have a great idea and it works, there are big companies that make bizarre decisions that make no sense. Like, how many years Coca-Cola was going strong for decades, and then in 1983 decided, let's do it differently. And the public did not like the idea at all. And they had to go through an embarrassing and prolonged period where the new Coke eventually went away. The old Coke was brought back as Coke Classic. And now, guess what? That's what they're calling Coca-Cola these days. Georgia Floors Direct has never felt compelled. They started out with a great idea 50 years ago, building a big warehouse on what was then a very sparsely populated part of Montgomery on Eastern Boulevard, 1965 Eastern Boulevard, bringing in wholesale and popular styles of flooring from all over the country and selling them to customers at a wholesale price, building a team of installers that they could call their own who would do the work reliably, dependably, and top-notch installs, whether it's tile, hardwood, laminate, whatever. And then finally, halfway through that period of time, bringing Jeff Mallinson in to build a team of people to help customers navigate the hundreds of thousands of square feet of choices inside that big building on the boulevard. And it's worked, so why mess with it? When you want to do a room or you want to upgrade from one type of flooring to another, Georgia Floors Direct is still doing what they've been doing so well for 50 years. 1965 Eastern Boulevard. And please, when you stop by, tell them you heard about them here on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll check the Live and Fear Doppler. Rich's forecast is coming up. And then Paul Joseph Watson on AOC. He says she's stupid and proves it.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
We are rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has an accident in a very inconvenient place. Taylor Road, right in front of East Chase. That's right by I-85, so be careful there. We also have Montgomery Fire and Rescue responding to a vehicle fire in the 3500 block of West Boulevard. That's on the boulevard just after you cross over Highway 80, so be careful there. If you are on the boulevard, traffic is moving along pretty well. We do have slowdowns at the traffic lights. The interstates have no problems that we can see. And if you are headed in or out of Prattville or Wetumpka on the 31s, just be careful. Looks like a good ride for you this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Charges have been filed after the death of an infant at an unlicensed daycare center in Elmore County. 50-year-old Tracy Goldman and 20-year-old Addison Morgan have been indicted on manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a 2-month-old died at their daycare center in October of 2018. Montgomery police are investigating a weekend shooting. They say a man was shot in the leg Sunday afternoon in the 4600 block of Virginia Loop Road. So far, no arrests have been made. And state troopers are investigating a deadly crash in Butler County on New Searcy Road near I-65. State troopers say the victim is 37-year-old Thoris Tyson. They say the car he was driving left the road and hit a tree Sunday afternoon. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk for showers and thunderstorms will continue tonight, and some of the storms could be on the strong side, with damaging wind gusts still a possibility. Overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 62. Tomorrow, another very warm day, up to about 79. Partly sunny, with more scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, but back to dry weather on Wednesday. Sunshine high up to about 84. Our weather app will keep you on top of the storms. Get it on your phone or tablet. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said goodnight, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Plenty of great food like old-fashioned hand-pulled barbecue and homemade ice cream. Special events just for the kids. Calico Fort, April 13th and 14th in Fort Deposit, Alabama. Take I-65 and follow the signs.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, the taxes are due in a week and I ain't done a thing about it. It's all so dang overwhelming that each time I start trying to figure them out, I just end up drunk in a sea of cat food receipts and bingo winning certificates. 1099, W-2, R-2-D-2. I mean, hell, the least they could do is put it in English, not gibberish. People always say there are two things you can count on in life, death and taxes, but I've somehow managed to evade both, so I might as well give it a shot again this year. I guess I might get a refund, but honestly, the IRS can just keep it. And IRS, if you're listening and thinking about sniffing around in my personal finances, I'll make this real easy for y'all. I ain't got none of the receipts y'all want, and the only kind of work I did this year was working on my tan. So mind your own business.
I was just engrossed here in another media story, iHeartless cutting back. And this is, you know what, the folks that are victims of this reorganization, They all have William Jefferson Clinton to thank for this atrocity. When they deregulated the radio business and allowed these giant blood-sucking companies to come in and absorb all the... That's what makes Blue Water paradise. Because I noticed there's a guy here, one of the offices where they fired people was Tallahassee, a guy named Rick Flagg.
Mm-hmm.
I've known that name since my early Miami days. He's been around a long, long time. And it's heartbreaking to see more layoffs at iHeart. I made the list. It says there's a silver lining. I don't have to cover the remainder of the 2019 legislative session. So that's more local news gone. I don't think they... one day I'll write about it and talk about what it may have been the most... Well, things that hit us directly in the pocketbook, yes. But it may have been the most consumer-unfriendly move made by our government in the 90s. Because what happened? We used to have to compete. We still do. Those of us who are in it, we do compete. We compete with other stations. We want to beat them. We want to win. And we even compete. You got to have that, too. Everybody wants to be number one. That's a good thing.
Also, don't think, and many people realize how much terrestrial radio is competing with online content now.
Oh, my God.
Podcast, whatever.
That radio is still in the game is amazing. And the only thing that will keep it in the game is people.
Yes.
And this company is one of the very few in the landscape that's trying to... See, because even though they do hire people to do mostly... outside of morning shows, air shifts, they're not doing anything to grow stars that will make the difference between somebody tuning in and not tuning into a show. It's the only thing that's going to save terrestrial radio, ultimately. And for a generation, very, very few have emerged because the opportunities aren't there. It used to be like Major League Sports. You work your way up through the farm system, you get your shot at the big time, and then it's up to you to make it last as long as you can. That's over. Ironic that you have more choices here in a market that's, what, number 150, than you do in a place like Miami, where it's the same 12 people. But, again, you have generations come, this is what they've heard, so they don't know what... personality radio is. It just pisses me off. Because that's what makes the business great. Alright, we got that donation in on the Mary Nell. Now there's something else today I wanted to do too. That I can't remember. So I'll tell you what, let's do this. Is Paul Joseph Watson. We used to play him quite frequently. The problem is Paul's language sometimes needs a little cleaning up. Mm-hmm. I even sent him a note saying, you know, you would get more radio time and more visits to your YouTube page if you would just complete a sentence without an F-bomb. I don't know if you heard that or not.
It doesn't have the same force in England as it does here.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not the same type of curse word.
Anyway, this one is entitled, AOC is an Idiot.
So apparently, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thinks she's black.
The fight's been long, y'all. This is what organizing looks like.
That's right.
This is what building power looks like. I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That fake since Hillary Clinton overdosed on hot sauce.
I don't feel no ways tired.
But wait, according to AOC, anyone who claims she's putting on a black accent... is a conspiracy theorist. She says she speaks the same, no matter the audience. Really? Okay, so let's compare her saying the word like to a white person during a CBS News interview.
I like the fruit roll-ups.
Yeah. Oh, I like the, like...
to her saying the word like to a room full of black people.
This is what building power looks like.
Let's play a game of spot the difference.
Like lie.
Yeah, maybe I'm just hearing things, but I detect a slight deviation there.
As much as the
right wants to distort and deflect, I am from the Bronx. I act and talk like it, especially when I'm fired up and especially when I'm home.
Okay, you're from the Bronx, which is 43% black, so that would make sense. Wait a minute. You spent most of your childhood growing up in Yorktown Heights, which is, drumroll please, 90% white and only 2.4% African American. So if you act and talk like you're from the Bronx, which is what you claim, then you must be acting and talking like a 5-year-old child. Because that's when you left the Bronx. Wait a minute, that actually makes sense.
And blah, blah, blah.
So essentially, AOC is telling us that she talks and acts like a 5-year-old black kid.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's next? Is she gonna go full Rachel Dolezal and get the boot polish out? Maybe she can ask for tips from Governor Ralph Northam. Is she gonna start dropping N-word bombs?
I'm gonna say the N-word.
There's actually more footage from that AOC speech which the media didn't show you. But I can.
When was the last time a white lady took off after you when you threw your orange soda and your grape sodas on the ground?
Apparently, she's also been lined up for a debate appearance on Dr. Phil.
Catch me outside, how about that?
But then again, according to AOC, debating her is catcalling. So maybe not.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Rumor has it that AOC has already selected her running mate for a future presidential campaign.
Booyakasha! Professor G in the house, aight?
Although he faces some stiff competition from Whoa Vicky.
Hey, you guys, welcome back. Today I'm going to show you how to slay a black girl like mine's edges.
There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy.
Yeah, maybe you should have thought of that when you cost New Yorkers 25,000 jobs by getting that Amazon HQ cancelled. But none of this matters to AOC anyway, because remember, being morally right is more important than being factually correct.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
Huh? But being factually correct is important.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So I can factually state that she's faking a black accent.
Looks like.
But she's still morally superior because reasons or something.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But does it really surprise anyone that a Democrat is once again pandering to African Americans by feigning relatability? A recent Yale study found that liberals deliberately dumb down their vocabulary when speaking to black people compared to conservatives who don't. So while they'll virtue signal until they're blue in the face about how much they respect minorities, when they actually speak to minorities, they immediately adopt the bigotry of low expectations. Does it surprise anyone that AOC is once again feigning relatability? Seriously, how many tedious Instagram videos of your private life is too many? And how does someone who apparently lives with the existential terror of the entire world coming to an end in 12 years go through the meaningless drudgery of putting together IKEA furniture?
Like, at least I don't do what Border Patrol do, you know? Like? For real? They're out there and they're actually, like, checking how brown kids are. And if they're brown enough, swear to God, they will check, and if they're brown enough, they inject them with needles at the border. Prove me wrong while I build this furniture.
Unfortunately for AOC, the same number of people convinced by her fake accent were convinced by her Green New Deal. That would be zero, which despite what the media told you, is the same number of conservatives who were triggered by that dancing video. That would also be zero. I had less confidence in that fake accent than I would entering a Venezuelan shopping mall in the hope of buying toilet paper, which is less than zero.
So she's an imbecile, and she's got like a 20-word vocabulary. I don't understand. Like. And then when everybody points this out, she gets all bent out of shape. I don't know. Maybe I need more faith in people. You would think almost anybody with a brain would hear her and say,
"What? A dumbass."
One term. Her approval, by the way, in her own district is rather low. When you blow off 25,000 decent jobs with a company that's not only providing wages, but benefits to an area that could really use it, a distressed area of New York, because... And she didn't even understand the concept. They weren't giving Amazon anything to put their facility there, their campus there. They were giving them tax breaks to encourage them to do it. That's how it works. These a-holes, they're out there. They all want 90%. We're going to be living in a youth, in a, you know what hole? A Schmidt hole. If that's the way this country's going. Nobody seems to know. Well, nobody's going to tell you because the media is just so obsessed with, you know, getting rid of Trump. How well our economy is doing and how well many individual Americans are doing. They don't seem to be the least bit interested in that, do they? So let's see what's on Twitter today. Beat off O'Rourke. Why are we even looking at him? Democrats are obsessed with losers. Beto gets his ass kicked by Ted Cruz, and Beto had three times as much money to spend. And Stacey Abrams, who is almost pathetic, still running around as if she had won the Georgia governor's race. But this big conspiracy, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, the only voter fraud that was going on was on your behalf, and you still couldn't win, just like Beto, just like Hillary. Remember, who was the... Was it Jill Stein? Well, I demand a recount. So they started in Michigan. And they didn't even get through half of Detroit before they realized that most of the voter fraud was theirs. So it ended quickly and quietly, and the media swept it. There's Fathead, Nadler. He looks like somebody put, you know, Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah.
He's like Mr. Meatloaf Head because he's in that same shape with a fat bottom that slowly rises, sort of a trapezoid.
Have you seen the photos of him and the videos of him from the 90s, though, back during the Clinton impeachment stuff?
No.
Dude's lost a lot of weight.
Oh, he's even fatter headed than he is now?
Oh, man, he was really fat.
Where do they come up with these people?
And it's just a fact.
It is 3:52 on News Talk 93.1 FM when divorce enters life. Those of you who have been through it, you know it's a tough, tough time. It takes center stage. It's hard to do all the other things you need to do in and around it. For men facing divorce and men facing custody matters, Delk and Tomlinson. The great lesson in life is to find people who will fight the good fight for you, represent you well, so you can go about the business of moving on. It's a major change, even under the best of circumstances. So get people who are experienced at fighting the prejudices that are built in against men in matters of custody here in the state of Alabama, who will look out for you and stay out of the fray so that you can focus on yourself, keep a good job going, get used to the changes that are going to come as you move on with your life, and let them handle the heavy lifting. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. To put that in a better perspective, I urge you to visit their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and read the testimonials from men who describe the difference they've made. Their number is 819-4810, and they offer a generous discount to anybody who identifies as a News Talk listener on their consultation. That's 819-4810, divorceformenalabama.com. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Wow, we're almost through the first hour already.
Impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a real impressive first hour. Let's check traffic. While we're doing that, I will look at the Doppler to see if there's any storms popping up out there.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit FormalOutings.com.
We're in inching a little bit closer to the 4 o'clock hour. Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and the accident in front of East Chase at Taylor Road is jamming things up on Taylor Road pretty well. It is on the northbound side between the entrance to East Chase and the interstate, so watch out there. If you continue on out Taylor Road, you're going to hit another traffic jam when you get to the Atlanta Highway. It's real crowded between Taylor and the Eastdale Mall. You'll get a break there until you get up around Coliseum Boulevard. Then there's another crowd headed in towards the downtown area. Madison Avenue is even crowded at this time. Around the boulevard, no big problems. Stop and go with the traffic lights. Other than that, you've got a pretty good ride, and there's no problems on the interstate system as well. Let's be careful this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, good thing we took a look, because even though it's not a heavy situation, most of the really nasty weather this afternoon has stayed well to the north. In fact, north of Birmingham and Gadsden. But coming up in the south is one line of light showers that will be passing through over the next hour. And I think, why don't we just go down and check it so we can go back and speak with authority and sound like we actually know what we're talking about. At 3:56. So Fox News coming up, and we'll be back with our Live in Fear Doppler live radar report in a moment.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but, visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, this is Greg.